This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be another incredibly important global transmission, jam-packed with guests, analysis, you name it. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. Paul Joseph Watson will honcho and quarterback the fourth hour today. We have a very special group of in-studio guests as well. I'll tell you about in the next segment. This is another information overload, but I must cover it all. The situation in the Middle East and North Africa has been destabilized by design. We predicted exactly what would now begin to unfold 5 years ago with the destabilization program that began in Libya and the staged Arab Spring run by MI6, the CIA, Mossad, and other major Western governments and NATO. Now the destabilization is intensifying, but not going exactly how they had wanted it to go. And the Russians basically have moved tactical nuclear weapons, obviously, up to their borders and into Syria, and are basically telegraphing that they're prepared to use them. But that's only after the Saudis announced, okay, we have nukes. Okay, we're going to send in a multi-100,000-person army into Syria, and you better not fight us, Assad, or we'll use nukes on you. So the whole situation is hurtling towards crisis, but this just broke 30 minutes ago. As I was shooting a live Facebook mentions warning of this, this is from Reuters. It's also in the Associated Press, and we will see if this holds. But U.S.-Russia reach deal on ceasefire in Syria to begin February 27th, or in about 5 days. So we're going to be going over that. Now we're hearing that we have to reinvade Libya to kick out the Al-Qaeda that Hillary and Obama put in charge. And I said, when they did it, I said, watch, in a few years, they'll be saying we have to reinvade to kick them out, but it won't be to actually kick them out. It'll be to fight anybody fighting them. And if you actually read closely, they're not bombing Benghazi, Al-Qaeda's home base in North Africa. Really, their global command base now, even more than Syria. And they're going to actually go after the opposition, which is what they're doing. So the attack on Al-Qaeda is actually to protect them. And it'll even come out like it has in Iraq and Syria, if that's the case. It'll just be in the back of the newspaper. But this is how truly sickening the controllers are using the fog of war. That's coming up. Donald Trump has turbocharged to the lead with 60-plus delegates. His closest rival only has 8 delegates. That's Ted Cruz. And Hillary, despite being down in polls, has now stolen Nevada, as she stole New Hampshire and as she stole Iowa. And, I mean, she stole the first two openly. And she lost by 20 points in New Hampshire, but got the delegates, most of the delegates. So that's how that works. And they're now in the New York Times. Why, they just broke it. The New York Times is so cutting edge. Give them a Pulitzer right now. That the superdelegates don't matter. The election doesn't matter because the superdelegates will do what the party tells them, and they're all going for Hillary. So Bernie could win a landslide. He's going to lose the nomination. My gosh, I just learned that from the New York Times this morning. We broke it down years ago. We broke it down this year. We predicted it would happen. It's now happening. And our own Richard Reeves will be popping in at 12 noon for about 15 minutes from Nevada ahead of the Republican caucus tomorrow. And then we also, of course, are going to be covering things right through Super Tuesday on March 1st. So we are in the field on that front. I've not even begun to scratch the surface of the New York Times again. Has a big announcement. The sun is yellow in color. Oh no, it's even more stupid than that. Scientists ponder the prospect of contagious cancer. It's viral? Well, that's the main call. What? Oh, and it's weaponized? This government made it? What?
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Got it. Got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Our staff last year, this year as well, have come out, you can pull up their statements, and warned that the world is in the most dangerous geopolitical season that they've ever seen. The British Ministry of Defense in 2007, as well as the Pentagon, put out detailed reports that basically mirrored each other, predicting that the world would enter global crisis by 2016 into 2022 because of demographic cliffs and other major issues. If you want to pull up those reports, just type in flash mobs, brain chips, a grim future. You'll get the London Guardian that leaks and links to the British Ministry of Defense report, and then you can also in the same article find the U.S. report. That's another reason when you tune in, you notice what we cover and warn about just keeps happening. The social engineers, the big think tanks, know full well what's going on. They just don't normally put it in the newspaper. But more and more, the establishment media doesn't want to be obsolete or passé. So they are admitting more and more of it. We had scientists on 16, 17 years ago that microwave radiation from cell phones severs the tails basically off of sperm. It vibrates them off. So I can take a snake and sit there and shake it, you know, the tail will crack off. Anybody's ever tried to catch a snake, notice a lot of times the tail snaps off for a lizard. Same deal with these cells. You just hit them with like an ultrasound, basically, is what radiation does, that wavelength, and it rattles them apart. That's been known forever. Oh, it's mainstream news today. Oh, my gosh. Don't keep your cell phone in your pocket. You're like, well, I'm not using it when it's in my pocket. It's sending messages back and forth. It's on all the time, folks. Oh, the New York Times admits scientists ponder the prospect of contagious cancer. They've known that cancer was transmissible for over 100 years in rat studies. Before 1900, I mean, I've made films on this subject. They know that over 100 million Americans got cancer from SV40 in the first 20 years plus of the polio vaccine. You can just type into a search engine CDC documents on SV40 and cancer, and you'll get stuff released in the 70s from the 60s where they predict that 98 million was the number they used from their actuaries got cancers that were non-existent or rare. That's why there's all these hundreds of new cancers. And then here's the big one. Every major vaccine you look at that deals with virus or attenuated just so happens magically to have all these other weird viruses in it, and it's not an accident. It's the Rockefeller Foundation operation. I've had top brain surgeons and others on who've read the medical literature. I've read it too, but I mean, Russell Blaylock and others. Coming on to talk about the fact that it was a deliberate program. Of course, folks, things were even more toxic in our environment in the 20s and 30s. I mean, they used to dump toxic waste, mercury, lead, arsenic, stuff worse than that, right in the rivers. And we didn't have cancer rates like this. People ate bigger calorie meals than we do now. Why are we dying more? And I've got all this world news to cover. It's just that just on the medical end of things, it's known, and I've had the survivors and the nurses and people on, in famous cases where people got killed to cover up what was going on in weaponized cancer research in the early 60s. And, of course, it's been declassified. There was a plan to basically put cancer viruses into a sauce that would be put on Fidel Castro's food. So this is personal for me, and it's personal for everybody else, because chances are your grandparents you lost, your mom, your dad, you name it. You wonder why the military has such high rates of cancer. There's a lot of reasons, but the biggest one is the vaccines. And the fact that the New York Times would come out with an article going, you know what, scientists ponder the prospect of contagious cancer from vaccines. Ladies and gentlemen, cancer is part of the immortal cell line. And if you don't know what that is, it's they call it the immortal cell line in medical literature. It's one of the most highly studied things and one of the most secret things. But the cells actually are basically zombies. They're undead. Basically vampire cell lines. And I don't mean vampires like Count Dracula. I mean, look it up, immortal cell lines. There are some cancer cells that do not die unless you burn them. That's how powerful they are. And the elite are obsessed with it, because if you can figure out how to get that in the rest of the body, but not have it mutate, then you basically live forever. This is a big deal, and it's what the globalists are obsessed with, and this is just more of these realms we expose here. But look at this article. Scientists ponder the prospect of contagious cancer. Oh, my goodness. That's why elites pay to have fresh surgical tools used, and they go to private elite clinics in Switzerland and in Germany and other areas. This is in the medical news, but it's not popularly known, because they understand that there are immortal cell lines, or close to immortal cell lines, of cancer that get stuck to those pieces of equipment, even if you put it in a autoclave, even if you dip them in acid. You can look this up. There's also things that aren't even really cancer cells. They're more like crystals, but they have a cellular replication system similar to biological cells. Call it nature's nanotech. Prions is one name of them. Spongiform encephalopathy, all that stuff's probably coming from it. Point is, this is the stuff going on out there. We're back in 1900 medicine, you know, bacteria and viruses and all this, and there's stuff way more complex than that, both organic and that's been artificially created. So science is part of the prospect of contagious cancer. For all its peculiar horror, cancer comes with a saving grace. If nothing else can stop a tumor's mad evolution, the cancer ultimately dies along with its host. Everything the malignant cells have learned about outwitting the patient's defenses and those of the oncologist is erased. The next case of cancer is another victim. Must start anew. It talks about recent papers about contagious cells and viruses. This is like the New York Times coming out and saying, there may have been two brothers in Kitty Hawk out on the plains. Get this. They may have actually invented and documented, get ready for it, powered flight in 2016. Give the New York Times a Pulitzer Prize, folks. Did you know that? Did you know that most cancer's viral? Oh, my gosh. Did you know it's declassified? They put it in the vaccines to kill us, you little worm? I mean, how do these worms write these articles to condition us and get us to accept the next phase when their own families will be killed? They don't care. It's too much fun to walk into the New York Times and go, because the minute they try to write an article about what's really going on, they'll be out on their butts and won't be able to drink coffee at Starbucks with their New York Times name tag. And I mean, people are enemies of humanity. I don't know about this particular person. They may be an idiot. George Johnson. And by the way, people think I'm being mean to George Johnson. If you don't know and you're writing articles about this, you're the biggest idiot. And I read your article. You clearly are not an idiot. So there you go. This is a revelation of the method. It's like telling somebody that's been locked up in a basement for 20 years that there's, you know, that again, I'm gonna discover the sun for you. The way they talk to their, and people that read the New York Times think they're like really smart, like it's channeling the mind of God. I talk to people that, I've seen people have seen me reading a New York Times before at a cafe or someone's seen it in my car, and I've had reporters go, oh, you read the New York Times? When a reporter's with me, and I go, oh, yeah. So, and they're like, but I thought you don't like them. What does that mean? I read everything. But it's like, oh my gosh, you, ooh. So imagine sitting around at cafes in public and just reading it. Oh, I learned about cancer viruses today. Oh, I'm so smart. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back with the huge nuke news, the huge economic news, the Zika news, all of it. But this is what it comes down to. They are really rolling out a lot of stuff to the sheep right now because they're getting ready to go operational with weaponized cancer that'll beat the paint off your house and suck the chrome off a trailer hitch. Now, before we go, because it's really nanotech cancer, hope everybody enjoys it. They're going to get all your money out of your bank account before they plant you 6 foot under. And so many people are going to be dead. They're passing laws all over the world and not letting you get buried anymore or even burned. They're going to make you get put in acid, turn into fertilizer for the earth. Anyways, we're going to go to break. If you want to keep track of everything we cover here, I suggest you sign up for our free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. Infowars.com/newsletter. Just go to Infowars.com, and there's a little box there that says newsletter. And then we send you special videos, special reports. And it's important for us to have contact with you because the more and more they're trying to censor us, especially if you're in the military. They're trying to keep you from being able to access us on base. So just go sign up with your private email so we can send you intel that, quite frankly, we don't send to anybody else. Infowars.com/newsletter today. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm dedicated to humanity. I'm a maniac, I'm a wild man, and I'm not backing down. I know I'm under attack, and I'm giving it everything I got. Join us in the fight for humanity.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Broadcasting worldwide. Clinton Foundation's live
from the Infowars.com studios. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. The Clintons have gotten close to $4 billion. The old maps show $3 billion. And she's set to get $1 billion in this election. Isn't that just sweet? Oh, she's criticizing Big Pharma. She gets more Big Pharma money than everybody combined. I saw that article over the weekend. She's for integrity in elections, but she has her superdelegates steal them all from Bernie Sanders. That's okay, because she's not going to be $1 billion or $1 trillion, but a $1 zillion baby. If she becomes El Presidente and her husband can cheat death, looks like a zombie, and become the head of the UN. Now that's a $1 zillion baby right there. Listen to that guitar from Alice Cooper, the Patriot. $1 billion baby. Did you know Alice Cooper's the guy reportedly that led Dave Mustaine to Christ? Pretty interesting stuff. $1 trillion baby. All right, we are back live. Let me just do this in a short segment, because I want to try to get focused here in the next segment and really burrow down into this. And I'm sitting here not knowing actually what is the most important smorgasbord to get into, because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 stacks. And then 14, there's a stack down here in my guest section. I have 14 stacks and a magazine and a bunch of clips. And I guess this is the most important thing. It is that they're telling you that, oh, guess what? Cancer viruses are killing you. Next, they're going to go, wow, did you know cancer in children's up over 10,000% what it was 50 years ago? Oh, breast cancer's up a couple thousand percentage. Type 1 diabetes is up a couple thousand percentage. They say it's genetic, but everybody's getting it. Oh, type 2's exploding. Oh. I've got 200-plus articles today. And that's the most important one right there. And you know what's next most important? This little juicy right here. Let's punch up drudgereport.com. Look at that headline. And I tell you, I rarely see an image that says so much. Rise of the Facebook zombies. And if we can, let's go to the actual page and show folks an HD shot of that photo. Because Zuckerberg, I went on Facebook mentions on his platform today and talked to about 100,000 people live. It'll be 1 million by tomorrow. That's 1 billion all across the world in the aggregate every year that tune in. I guess that is a $1 billion baby right there. Rise of the Facebook Zombos. And boy, does that photo say it all right there. If you're a radio listener, it's a room of about 1,000 people. And Zuckerberg, the guy that says his users are dumb effers for trusting him, and it's all these Facebook minions ordered to basically put these virtual reality goggles on, and everyone has the goggles on, everyone is wired up to their head, everyone's being fed the reality that the wizard wants them to have. And the wizard is little Zuckerberg, who goes to Bilderberg Group and goes to Davos and has that ravenous wolf look in his eyes, like the other little snot nose that raised the price of the drug 5,000-something%. They have that thing just, they're just empowered with the demonic energy to dominate. I just can't believe how sheep-like the public are. It's not the technology's bad, it's that it's Trojan horsed to end humanity's freedom. They want to dominate you completely. They have that same, beyond narcissistic, but psychotic narcissistic aura to them. And they just walk into a room. I was invited to a party about 5 years ago by a rock star that had a bunch of these people in it. And he said, but you're not allowed to talk about what you saw or the specific group or names. And it was a whole floor of the W they had. And I was only in there about an hour. And I said, I'm out of here. And I was told, okay, but you just don't say anything. And man, they were crazed. And I'm telling you, these people were on something I've never heard of, too, by the way. I didn't see them taking drugs or any of this, but boy, they were on something. And a couple of them, household names, saw me, flipped out, walked by me laughing at me, and left. But But I digress. What is the secret of that photo when I come back? Why does it tell you everything? When we return, I'm going to go over the photo in detail and then into all the other huge military news, economic news, election news, Trump storming to another victory, Hillary stealing it from Bernie, the snot nose. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop! Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So if you go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or go to our Twitter, Real Alex Jones, you can find the article and the photo. Drudge has taken it down. It's not a top story, but he's still got it up. Rise of the Facebook Zombies is a good way to put it. And The Verge has the article. I've got it up on screen. This image of Mark Zuckerberg says so much about our future. And what does it say about our future? Well, you've got a room of 1,000-plus people all hooked up, all being fed a Facebook virtual reality. And they're all contained in their little prisons that are about 7 inches by 3 inches, these goggles. And there's Zuckerberg, like a technician at the University of Texas Primate Research Laboratory, outside Austin, where the monkeys have the goggles hooked on their heads, testing flicker rates to put them in the different emotional responses. They can even make them have convulsions. They can even kill them. Told you about that about 16 years ago. And that research is now public. But how do you get these primates to hook the goggles on? You make it cool. You make it stylish. It's on a big stage. You get to meet Zuckerberg. You get to be part of it and show all the other people watching TV or listening or reading about it that, look, it's safe to go to the waterhole and drink. There's no 20-foot crocodile going to shoot out and grab you and drag you into the muck. To our programming, our instincts, it must be safe. It's fun. There's no predators here. There's no big lions or tigers. There's no big crocodiles. There's nothing going to eat you. Because, look, Zuckerberg doesn't look scary. He's got a gray T-shirt on, little white tennis shoes. He's smiling. Look at a little smile. It's a little smile. He calls his users that trust him dumb effers. And he's walking by the dumb effers right there. And they've all got that goggles hooked on. But notice he doesn't. He's upright. He's bipedal. He doesn't have a earpiece in. He doesn't have a phone in his hand. He doesn't have a phone in his front pocket. He's strutting by his prisoners. But you notice he is a military man. He always wears that gray T-shirt. Because the bling and all that matter to him, the bling is nothing but bait on the end of a hook to lure you in. People say, oh, well, I want a lot of virtual reality, and I think it's great. Yeah, but the way they're designing it and rolling it out is designed to put you into a proto-matrix, the beginnings of the wirehead culture that the Pentagon and others admit they believe is what the elite have chosen to be our evolution. Where you then are self-contained and even provide power with your body's heat to run the system. Isn't that just special? In my book, Descent into Tyranny, out of print, but it's on PrisonPlanet.tv, it's online for free too, I show some of the declassified Army documents from 77 that the Federation of Scientists put out. The Pentagon asked that it be reclassified, actually, after we publicized it. And it talked about what they called Skynet and how they would use GPS to control everything and to have remote control cars and track everything we do through the Internet. This was in 77. And how we would all hook into the Internet as a hive mind, use the word hive, and then finally end up living in pods, self-contained pods, and that we would choose to live in virtual reality. Isn't that just darling? And you're like, wow, Matrix came out in 99. Terminator came out in the 80s. Skynet, yeah, yeah. They just take what they're really doing and then fictionalize it, just like X-Files, just like, you know, I can't wait because Carter says he's game to meet. I haven't even asked him to an interview yet, but I'm sure he'll do it. And I know that one of his big actors, you know, came to the house one time. He was in town. He called a producer I knew, said, I can't come over. And here he was, and he wasn't there really to interview me. He was there to say, you know, the CIA planted that Lone Gunman episode where they fly the jumbo jet in the World Trade Center to bring in martial law. They use a drill to cover it up, and they want to blame countries that didn't do it. But really, it's a rogue group in the government that carried out 9/11. And he said all he knows is that Chris Carter said that story was planted on him by the CIA, but that he was basically too scared to talk about it. And we reached out to Carter, and I don't know if that story is exactly accurate. That's in the midst of time, you know, like 9-10 years ago, that Dean Haglund came to my house. But, you know, the interview's there. He said less in the interview, but said a lot of it. But I'm going to get to go out to California meet with Carter. I look forward to doing that. Not because, oh, he's one of the biggest TV producers out there, or, oh, not because, you know, they might want me to do a cameo or something on the X-Files. I mean, I've been in movies. I've been on TV. I've been there. I've done it. It's interesting, but it's not that big a deal. The big deal is I want to ask him about that. And of course, they might call him up and threaten him now. But he knows he doesn't have to answer if he doesn't want to. It's just, this is how close we're getting to it, folks. I mean, you want to know if 9/11 was an inside job? There was an hour-long hit TV program, X-Files spinoff, Lone Gunman, where a criminal element of the government hijacks a jet by remote control, claims hijackers are on board, but really it's remote control, locked down, and they're going to fly it in the World Trade Center and blame Afghanistan. Think about that. In fact, we ought to put a piece together with just my talk about this today and then with the original clips. We actually bought the DVD set to have it in HD back there. But see, now I'm that close to unraveling that riddle. What are other stories Chris Carter has? And he said, just come on out. I've just been, quite frankly, too busy to get out there, but I am going to get out there. I want to kill two birds with one stone. I still need to call Joe Rogan and get on his podcast, a few other things, a few other bucket list things when I go out there. But Joe keeps saying, come out, come out, come on the show. So I'm going to finally get that done after all these years. But I digress. I want to get into all the big news now. But Zuckerberg in the photo, he's walking upright. He's a man. He's not encumbered by all this tech. He's like Steve Jobs that said, I never let my kids be on any type of computer or iPhone or iPad. It reprograms the brain. It lowers IQ. It sucks you into a false reality. See, for me, I use an iPad like a TV set or a newspaper. I watch stuff on it. I read things on it. I use it as a tool, and then I put programming on it to counter the globalist. In fact, I always say, I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm on TV. Last few years, I've been on 5 different shows and series. A couple of them I basically host. They didn't say I was a host, but you know, they interviewed me for 6 hours, and I'm the main guy on all of them. And I've not watched one of the shows. I'll be in a hotel room or something, or my kids will be, and I'll let them watch TV like twice a week, be scrolling through History Channel, Discovery, they'll go, Daddy, Daddy, your TV show. I'm like, we're not watching that. And the elite are the same way. They understand that this is basically something that limits your humanity. Now, I will say, I will go see a Coen Brothers movie. The new one, Hail Caesar, is excellent. I'm not going to spoil it, but it's anti-communist, but very sophisticated, and it is really deep. Now, I will say, I don't say this in elitist fashion, I don't think hardly anybody but the Coen brothers are going to get it. Now, it's a big hit. It has rave reviews. And it's multifaceted. See what Hollywood was like in the 50s. See a lot of famous scenes in Hollywood redone. See it in HD color. See how the studios worked and operated. But it's really a Christ allegory and a very pro-Christian film. And almost anti-Orthodox Jew. It was just unbelievably sophisticated. I've got to go see it 2 or 3 more times because it was so sophisticated. But I digress. It's got a lot of facets to it. So it's not something you go drink a few beers and watch. You want to go really pay attention to it to try to get all the levels. And, of course, the main character is a Christ figure himself. It's strong, very esoteric, very hidden. All right. Let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you the secret of the film. It's saying you're not going to have communism and collectivism from a centralized top-down system. You're going to have it through something like Jesus Christ, because it's not communism. It's individualism and professionalism and love exercised to everyone, then frees humanity and allows people to excel at what they themselves are good at, but that we're not all equal in every way. We're just born equally free if we have that potential. And I'm dumbing that down. But it basically says Jesus Christ can fix the world. I mean, are the Coen brothers closet Christians or something? I just couldn't believe it. And by the way, it's not done double-edged, and I just don't get the sophistication that it was something that different audiences see as for them. That's a classic paradigm. No. That's not. I watched it very, very closely. Okay, I digress. We've got big guests coming up and a ton of news. I'm going to get into it right now. I'm just going to run through this stuff fast here. But before I do that, Super Male Vitality is basically sold out. Today we're going to have to pull it. We have to hold back some bottles for folks that are signed up with AutoShip. The way to never sell out of any of the products that we've developed or have is to sign up for AutoShip. The particular items you want, you can set up for a month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever you want. Cancel any time, but you get 10% off. 10% off on it. And things that are sold out, we hold back stuff for folks that are on AutoShip as a necessity. Supermail will sell out today, but it will be available if you sign up for AutoShip. Super Female is still available, probably will sell out next week, and it basically is almost the same formula, but a little bit tweaked for women, but men can take it. It isn't harmful, but these are powerful formulas. Just try them, and your purchase helps fund the broadcast. You really can't lose on that front. This is what fella in Boise, Idaho said, Guide said, this is a far superior to other products I've tried in the past. Stamina and clarity, especially in the mornings with no running out of gas in the afternoon. It works for me, and I have noticed a better recovery after my workouts. 5-star review. Thank you for the review. Here's another one by Wild Bill in Clarksville, MS. Acts quickly, awesome, good taste, no side effects, produces results, simple to take. I've only used this product twice and already lost, I guess it means 2 rounds, 45 pounds. I've just ordered a third bottle, so I've noticed my stress has gone, and I'm always in a great mood. I love this stuff. Yeah, it's over the top. All I know is most people are sold when they take a few droppers of it, and within a day or two, they really notice something in the morning of their men. I'm just going to leave it at that. Liver Shield is back in stock, and you take it with the Oxy Powder. It's a 7-day regimen, and it's unbelievable. Go see the details yourself. That's back in stock. This is a Liver Shield review by Carl in the UK. It works. This is hardcore detox stuff. I would advise anyone to read up on this one. It works. So, again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We have the Hillary, the new Hillary for Prison limited edition shirt in. At InfoWarsStore.com, that's the big blanket system. And then you can find the entire longevity line of products discounted when you sign up for AutoShip or become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay. Let me do this in the 3 minutes before break in the next little six-minute segment. And then I'm going to go into detail in the next hour before our guest joins us. And Reeves is popping in as well. Let me just do it this way, starting with this stack I already began with, but then going through it. Scientists ponder the prospect of contagious cancer. New York Times. Super condom backed by Texas A&M and Gates Foundation targets diseases. Gates has got some medicine he wants you to put on your... Hitler had a tiny deformed member, it must have been using Bill Gates condoms, as well as one testicle, historian claims. MWC 2016 Sony puts AI assistant in one's ear. Yes, the chipping of the brain begins, the creeping in, the worming in of the wires. I'm not starting with the most important news. I'm just getting right into it. U.S. scrambles to contain growing ISIS threat in Libya, New York Times, that our government put there. Crowd cheers as German migrant hotel is burned out, even as they try to stop firefighters battling the blaze. Yep, the Germans are getting mad. Largest ever U.S.-South Korea drill planned as a warning to North Korea. As North Korea threatens to nuke the South. Across Europe, gay migrants face abuse in asylum shelters. Well, it's okay when the Muslims do it. Zika has been linked to birth defects. Now it may be causing paralysis. Yeah, that's exactly what our bioweapons expert said. He said it's actually a bunch of stuff. It's not just Zika. That's a cover. The U.S. states where recession is already a reality, and it breaks down how Moody's and other analytics say that a bunch of U.S. states are already in deep recession or depression. Yeah, again, the depression's here. It's just not evenly distributed. Now, let's get into the really important meat and potatoes right now, and I'll cover the election when we come back. EU has no plan B if Britain votes to quit EU. That's Reuters. Well, about 90% of the laws, it was 80%, get made by the EU. It's totally wrecking the country. It's designed to suck them dry. Even the super ultra-liberal mayor of London backs the British exit or Brexit. Because the Brits now understand the EU is a tyranny. Their founders, people like, you name it, what's his name? I don't have a teleprompter. Peter Sutherland, well, the founder of the EU, now the head of the, quote, migrant office, that's the invasion office, says we want to end the Western culture, it's bad, you can pull up his quotes, we want to bankrupt, we want to take everybody over, we want to end wealth. Remember that came out last week, that the carbon tax is about making you poor? So we'll get to all that. So even the liberals now are against it. EU referendum, Cameron sets June date for UK vote. But here's the big secret. They're probably going to shoot it down at the end, even though it's popular to get out, just like Scotland, claiming people at the last minute didn't want to. But have the politicians act like they're against it, because upwards of 85% don't want to be in the euro. That's my call. Stay with us.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer, your emergency preparedness solution to the cold, your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Good old Jimmy Vaughn bringing us in. Such a patriot. He was over at the house with his lovely wife just last weekend. And my daughter's birthday party. Papa Boone. He's a great guy. Come in here and play acoustic. But he's too humble. He likes the show too much. He can go play in front of 100,000 people, but go on tour with ZZ Top or Bob Dylan, but he gets the butterflies coming in here. Jimmy, you're going to come in and come on the show. So we're gonna get that going. All right, let me jump into the news here. I'm not name-dropping. I just think of my old buddy. Been up to him in like 15 years. And then before he got married again, before he had his daughters, everything. All right, side issue. Boy, he's got some cool classic cars. Speaking of the Coen Brothers movie, they've got this Texas cowboy character who you think's real dumb. And then, of course, he's real smart and actually helps save the day. You know, just stuff like that, because it shows all these Easterners making fun of him, thinking he's stupid. I mean, the Coen Brothers just really get it on so many levels. They really do. Because that's the whole thing in places like Texas where people act real friendly and nice. They are friendly and nice. They don't show off and tell you what's really going on behind their eyes. And then they can just get sophisticated on you in about half a second flat. And then nothing is focused on the East Coast or Europe or whatever. They just come around. I think people in Texas or other areas ride horses to work. Or if we do, you know, that we can hardly tie our shoelaces. And it's kind of the opposite. Living in big cities is what domesticates you, in my experience. Okay. So EU has no plan, no B plan, and Britain votes no to quit. London Mayor Johnson backs BRICS exit. That continues. EU referendum, Cameron sets June date for UK vote. Huge. US-EU open free trade talks in Brussels. That means the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and the North Atlantic Agreement that Bush signed with Merkel and Barroso is now actually being finished. That's merging us with the EU and the EU and the US in between the Pacific, then merge under the Trans-Pacific Partnership into the Asian Union. And that's world government. Speaking of the EU, Twitter bans conservative blogger, killed Trump account, still active 6 months later. That's up on Infowars.com. French president threatens to suspend nations that elect far-right politicians. You won't be able to travel into other countries anymore. You'll basically be a prisoner if you elect somebody like Marie Le Pen, who is about as conservative as Marco Rubio. I mean, she's not that conservative. She's not even that hardcore. They just want everything banned, ladies and gentlemen. This is the total tyranny we see unfolding worldwide. Now, I've got more in that stack I want to get to, but let me start getting into what's coming up. We'll have Richard Reeves pop in from Nevada with the big Republican caucus coming up tomorrow. He'll be joining us via video connection. Then we got special guests I'm going to tell you about at the start of the next hour. They're going to be in studio. I don't usually have my head spinning with a guest. I mean, I know who this guy is and this other guy they got with him and all this intrigue. And Kevin Booth takes like 3, 4, 5 years to make a film, so it's always changing, which is good. He's had shows on Showtime, you know, you name it. And I've been a consultant on some of them and been in some of them, but the point is, this turned out to be a film about the drug war and marijuana, and now it's turned into Eastern Europe and Al-Qaeda training bases and political dissidents, and I've seen some of the footage that, you know, that's in the upcoming film. I mean, it's crazy. Kevin's got to go around all these bodyguards and stuff. It's just wild. So they're going to be in studio. I'll tell you about those guests coming up as well. Russia is threatening to use tactical nuclear weapons in Syria. Well, that's just part of the default setting of NATO, the United States, and Russia, that if you have a force overwhelmed by a ground force, use tactical nuclear weapons to defeat them. But that's a big deal that Saudi Arabia says they're about to invade with ground troops into Syria. And say what you want, folks. I don't take sides here. I've never been to Russia. I'm not lionizing Vladimir Putin. My issue is Syria has invited Putin in. This is on Russia's doorstep. The West is starting these wars. Look what they've done in Libya.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.